in a day-to-day kind of basis, we routinely see patients in the community that are affected by these kinds of infections. So this is a really large national issue, and international issue, frankly.
The CDC reports more than 2.8 million antibiotic-resistant infections occur in the U.S. each year, and more than 35,000 people die as a result. In total, there are 21 threats in this new warning. The Federal Public Health Agency says it's important to everyone because antibiotics have been a cornerstone of treatment for many conditions for decades, from cancer to urinary tract infections. And now, drug-resistant superbugs have become more common than ever.
We can't just be giving antibiotics for things that we have a strong sense are not caused by bacteria.
Dr. Kevin Shiley is an infectious disease physician and the medical director for infection prevention and control for Catholic Health.
And I think the public needs to understand that, you know, the use of antibiotics for things that are unlikely to be beneficial really doesn't just pose potential harm to the public at large in terms of developing resistance in the community, but also can pose, you know, potential harm directly to them with unnecessary treatments.
Shiley said antibiotics traditionally were given out of caution, but recently there's been a real shift in the way physicians prescribe here in Western New York and across the country because of these superbugs, and patients should expect to see the change.
For example, is someone coming to a doctor's office with a runny nose for a couple of days and maybe a mild sore throat. In most instances, those patients have a virus causing their symptoms, and antibiotics aren't going to help that person. But unfortunately, I think it has cropped up over many decades now where there's an expectation that if someone made a trip to the doctor's office, they're going to get a prescription for an antibiotic on the way out the door for something like that.
That's less likely to happen today. Now, if a patient were at high risk for a superbug, treatment would be different.
Patient presenting to the hospital that, for example, has received antibiotics, say, within the past 90 days prior to arrival for any number of conditions, or a patient that has spent time in a nursing home or at a dialysis center or in a healthcare facility for any kind of period of time, would automatically be considered someone that we would oftentimes give much broader spectrum antibiotics to, simply because we know that the likelihood of a resistant bacterial infection is higher in that group of people.
Shiley says there's a growing push from the infectious disease community for antimicrobial stewardship, basically the wise use of antibiotics. It began in hospitals and has more recently spread to outpatient facilities. Likewise, he says, drug manufacturers are being pushed to develop antimicrobials to help in the fight against these superbugs. Unfortunately, there's still a number of challenges with that.
The newest drugs that are really have been developed in response to these highly resistant bacteria, they are very, very expensive, and there usually are a lot of hurdles to go through to get a patient on some of these medications. Some of the common medications that are used for highly resistant bacteria are hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars per day to prescribe.
You can read the entire CDC report on our website at WBFO.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.